We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is one of my favorites, our brother in Christ, Les German. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I am doing great. Amen. Blessed and highly favored, as Amen. They say.
Yes. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, and you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford, located right here in Elk City. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, I want to encourage you to contact Barber Dyson. They can find you what you're looking for. Even if it's a Chrysler, a Dodge, it don't matter. They can find you what you're looking for. Give them a holler. I think I covered it all. Would you please pray to start us out?
Well, Lord, we just thank you. Again, Lord, I thank you for this hour of power, Father, that's been going on for many, many years. And Father, I just bless Monica and Tina, Father, their commitment and their willingness to come in every day, Father, to spread your word, Lord, and really to become kingdom advancers. So, Lord, again, I just pray that your words will go forth to change and transform lives this morning for the people that are listening. And I bless all that are listening. I bless them with peace, provision, protection today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning, Faith.
Yeah. I got in late last night, and I had no clue. I mean, you know how it is. So I'm just gonna say this. I attended a teaching. I have a couple of times from a lady over in Yukon, and her name is Sandra Hayes. So some of the things that I'll be talking to at points will be her. And I threw some of mine in there too, but I just want to give her credit. She's a student of the Word. So it's really good, but anyway, she was teaching on some faith, and I had some notes, and that when I opened it up, boom, there it was. So I thought, okay, Lord, I guess I'm supposed to be talking about faith this morning. And also, I think it's timely. I have probably said this on the air several times, but I for years I have felt that the Holy Spirit's going to just, I mean, the floodgate's going to open. It's going to be like a tsunami. God is, I feel, I'm just my opinion, guys, but I just feel that God is getting about sick and tired of what's going on. We're seeing evil portrayed right in our face. It's like they're not even hiding it anymore. And Dutch Sheets, I listened to him. He said several months ago, he said that he was, I think, if I remember all the details correctly, he was kind of complaining to the Lord. I don't see you moving. There's, you know, our leaders are supposed to be servant leaders, you know, they're supposed to govern, not rule. There's a big difference, okay? Anyway, so he said, the Lord just spoke to him and said, well, he said, when the bowl of iniquity is full, my hammer's going to drop. And he repeated himself, Lord said, my hammer is going to drop. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what that looks like, but I'm really thankful that I'm on God's side of the fence. You know, it's like, oh boy, it's going to be something. So having said all that, I believe people are going to be, even Christians, I hate to say this, but some Christians kind of have God in a box. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to get slammed. It'll be a good thing. Don't get me wrong. They're saved. They're all that. All the sons and daughters of the Most High God. But I'm just saying they're going to have their eyes open and ears open. They're going to see God moving, maybe in a way, obviously in a way that they've never seen before. So I think this teaching on faith is timely because we're going to need faith. We need faith now. But I'm just saying, as things escalate, as the evil escalates, so is God's righteousness and his power. And the Lord spoke to me, it's been some time ago, but he said, the more pure the vessel, meaning us, the more pure the vessel, the more power and authority I can trust you with. And I'm here to say it's not some pride thing. Absolutely not pride, it's a responsibility thing. We will be called into service. We will be called into discipleship. We will be called to people that we really don't like. I'm saying. And God is going to expect us to do the work, to advance his kingdom, to help the, what we would say, unlovable, because they don't have a clue. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's some people sitting in churches that don't have a clue because they were never taught. If you don't know, you don't know. Okay? And I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying God's Spirit's going to get, it's just going to hit, boom. And we serve a God of suddenlies. Okay? And it may be an overnight thing. Just boom, hit. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I just feel his Spirit's going to be increasing. And so we're going to need the faith. So faith. Webster's Dictionary. Now, thought about this. The word faith, that's a noun. Okay? But I think, in my world, it's also a verb. It's an action word. You know what I'm saying? And I get what Webster's saying, but I look at it as something that I have to walk in, operate in. So to me, that's kind of a verb, an action word. But anyway, yeah. Didn't know you were going to English class, did you? But Webster says that it's an allegiance to duty or to a person. In other words, loyalty, which I like that. Sincerity of intentions. I like that. Belief and trust and loyalty to God. Firm belief in something for which there is no proof. Now that's scriptural, isn't it? I'll talk about that later. Faith is also complete trust. Something that is believed with strong conviction. And faith is a firm persuasion of the heart, not the mind or the head. So let me say it again. Firm persuasion of the heart, not the head. Okay? We can have all kinds of knowledge. And knowledge is good to a point. What's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? Knowledge is knowing things, knowing facts or figures or whatever. Wisdom is the practical application of the knowledge. I know people that are just brilliant. I mean, they're super smart, but they don't have a lot of common sense. And I'm not criticizing. Please don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that's the difference. There's a need for those people to know, you know, but also there's a need for people to operate in common sense, practical application of the knowledge, okay? So back in the day, my son and I was talking one time. I used to weld. I was an old welder years ago. And so I was telling my son about this very same subject. I said, you know, you can read a book on welding. You can know all kinds of, you know, what do I use 7018 for? Those welders out there that are listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Low hydrogen rod. What's 6011 pipeline rod? You know, I mean, there's different types of rod for different types of jobs and material that you're welding. But I told Daniel, my son, I said, you know, you could read a book all day long and know every aspect of welding. But are you a welder? No. There's a practical application. It's called practice. You know, to become a good welder, you've got to put it to work. So same thing with faith. You can know all kinds of stuff, but God expects us to walk in it, to put it to use, I guess, is my point. And how many times have we run across a situation or people to where we have a thought, or, you know, we're listening to someone or situation, and we have this thought, and we go, I don't know. I don't know that much about that. But how many times has this happened? I open my mouth to make one point, and the Holy Spirit just downloads three or four other points all of a sudden. So what's that tell you? I opened my mouth. I made the first step in faith, and he gave me a whole bunch more. I could have kept my mouth shut, and it maybe the situation would not have changed, or nobody would have received a blessing. And I'm not saying I'm just saying I'm going to walk in the faith. I'm going to walk according to God. But how many times have I been reluctant to open my mouth? But I did, and man, there's a flood, just more and more and more and more. It was way cool. So that also tells me that it wasn't me. It was the Lord, Holy Spirit. But I had faith to open my mouth to make one statement, and boom, here come the tsunami. It was awesome. So, of course, you can't deny it. That it was Holy Spirit, 100%. But anyway, so that's firm persuasion of the heart, not the head. So faith is opposite of fear. The enemy, Satan, who likes to kill, steal, and destroy, he wants to shut us down by fear. So what does fear mean? You've heard this, people have heard this, but it's so true. F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. The enemy can get our minds off track so fast. The enemy can jump in our back pocket and we don't even know he's there. Okay? But false evidence appearing real. That tells me that I've got to be, and I'll just tell you, I had a guy one time, he says, sounds like you're walking in spiritual paranoia. I said, well, I think it's a situational awareness. You know, I'm an ex-cop, so I look at things. I walk outside of a parking lot. I mean, I'm looking. I'm just surveying the whole area in the natural. Well, I think I need to in the spiritual as well. And I'm going to tell you right now, to deny the devil will not defeat him. And I'm not trying to glorify the enemy at all. I want to know how he operates. So I know he operates a lot in fear. He uses that to shut people down. And we need to understand where that's coming from. And how many times did Jesus say, fear not, in the Bible? 365. Way to go, Tina. Woohoo! She gets the sticker today. But isn't that true? Fear not, fear not. That's one of his big statements. Two words, fear not. So in this faith, we need to go back to what they call, what I've heard, childlike faith. What's that mean? Well, you've all heard this example. You walked in this room, you flipped that light switch, and you had faith that the lights were going to come on. Because I paid the electric bill last month. But my point is, we had the faith, and it was just a given. We didn't even think about it. That's really how we should be operating. We shouldn't even be thinking about that God's not going to show up. Does that make sense? And one thing that I do, and the Lord told me, I've said this on air several times, but I pray the three P's morning and night over my children, my family. Three P's is peace, provision, protection. See, the enemy likes to attack the innocent. He will attack people we love that may not be as strong in the Lord as we are. And so he's ruthless. He is ruthless. He doesn't care. He hates our guts. He hates your kids' guts, your grandkids. He hates, I mean, with a passion he hates. And but the enemy will attack the innocent ones. And that is on our watch. I tell you, folks, we got some responsibility here. The Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you, because I didn't, years ago when we were empty nesters, and I was crying out to the Lord, I don't feel like a daddy anymore. And the Lord just said, you still have great spiritual authority over the kids and your grandkids. So I want you to begin your day and end your day praying the three P's. So I'm literally sitting at the table going, come on, Lord, what's three P's? What's three P's? And I'm waiting, I'm praying, I'm waiting, I'm praying, I'm waiting, I'm praying. I said, come on, Lord, I got stuff to do. Come on, give it. You know, we're kidding. That was my bad. But anyway, and I'm sure the Lord was just up there shaking his head. What's wrong with that boy? But he finally said, yeah, every day, start your day, end your day praying for the peace, provision, protection. And I can sit here and tell you stories all day long about how he's protected my kids in the natural, you know, stuff. It's just amazing. And provided for them, you know, just so. I know we have great spiritual authority over our kids and our grandkids, so continue. Three P's. let me say this, too. The enemy will attack us at our weakest point. So he knows our weaknesses. The enemy studies us, okay? He's pretty good at it, actually. And the enemy likes, he's got all the patience in the world. We're rocking along. We see God doing things, and, man, we're just pumped up and praising the Lord. And then we wake up the next morning, and we're just depressed. Where's that coming from? We had such a high yesterday, and now we're just, like, feeling like, man, I can't get out of bed. What is going on? Well, the enemy. What we did, we pushed and advanced God's kingdom, which destroyed him, his kingdom, right, that day. And now in our weakest point, as we're sleeping even or waking up, not even think, he tries to nail us. And so we've got to be aware of that he's out. John 10:10, thief comes to steal, kill, destroy. And he is ruthless, I'm telling you. He is ruthless. But with our faith, I look at it this way. Me and the Holy Spirit were a majority. Me and the Holy Spirit. When I partner with the Holy Spirit, Satan gets kicked around, okay? We should never, ever forget that. So, anyway, got some scriptures I might go over. Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for truly I say to you, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? I mean, it's like, just like a, what, end of a, the lead of a pencil. I mean, just a little old bitty thing. But it says, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard, you will say to this mountain, move and from here to there, and it will move, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Now, well, let me just continue. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For it is right that the one drawing near to God should believe that he is, and that he becomes a rewarder to the ones seeking him out. Okay? God loves to be chased. I think of it that way. He doesn't run from us. We run from him. But he loves for us to be reading his word. He loves to communicate with us. You know, Lord's Prayer. The Jews are asking Jesus, you know, his disciples asking him, how do we pray? And Jesus said, Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. First time the Jewish people ever heard that. Call him Daddy? Are you kidding me? How does that work? Well, he's our daddy. He's our heavenly daddy. And if we will let him, if we go to him and seek him, he will give us wisdom beyond our years. He will give us an opportunity then to witness to others, and we'll give, and he will give us, Holy Spirit, I promise you people, the Holy Spirit will give us boldness to speak his word. And that's, those are life-changing words. I've seen it. So, do I continue, or, I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you're good. We're good till about 9:35.
Okay.
And then that's when we have to just do prayer requests.
So, and some, these verses everybody probably knows, but Hebrews 11:1, of course, says, now faith is the essence of things being hoped for, the evidence of things not having been seen. So, faith is in present tense. Think about that. Hope is future tense. Okay? Because 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and now faith, hope, and love, these three things remain, but the greatest of these is love. So faith is present tense. Hope is future tense. And I'm not saying it's bad. I hope you're doing well tomorrow and blah, 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 you know, all that. No, I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying that when we speak things in faith, I hope you're doing well. No, I declare that you're going to do well. Job 22:28 says, declare a thing and it will be established and light will be upon your path. God spoke to me. He said, you know, Les, he said, I went to the cross to get your sins forgiven, but also went to the cross to give you power and authority to kick Satan in the teeth. And I think I said this last time, and the Lord spoke to me and said, unless I don't really like your whiny prayers. What? And he said, I'm not real impressed with your opinions. What? Tell me they ain't so. And so the Lord was saying, I want you to declare a thing and it will be established. Because you're made in my image. So when I speak, I create. When you speak, when you guys speak, you create. Because you're made in my image. That's just how the universe is set up. That's how it operates. But I want to operate in faith more than just hope. Does that make sense? So Matthew 21:22, and all things, whatever you may ask in prayer, believing, and you shall receive. Now, I think there's a caveat to that. There's a little addition. If it's in God's will, it's going to happen. If I'm praying really for a Lamborghini, do I need a Lamborghini? No. It would probably more be of a headache. You know what I mean? Yeah. Servicing a Lamborghini in Elk City? Are you kidding me? Who? Anyway, but if it lines up with the will of God, if it lines up with the word, he'll manifest. It'll happen. But if I'm praying for me to advance my kingdom, I don't think it's going to happen. We are put on this earth to advance God's kingdom and his kingdom only. And when we shy away from that, actually, or if the enemy shuts us down with fear, as I mentioned a while ago, if he shuts us down with fear, we're operating and we're advancing Satan's kingdom. I'd say it. Being silent sometimes is advancing Satan's kingdom. I'm just saying, people, because the enemy, if we're silent, all right, so if I'm silent, a lot of people would think I'm in agreement to what's being said. And it may be totally wrong, maybe sinful, maybe 180 degrees different than what I know to be truth. But if I don't speak the truth, if I'm silent, then people think I'm in agreement. I need to voice my, I need to speak the truth is what I'm saying. We all do. So Matthew 21:22 says, in all things, whatever you may ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. So there's several things there. And in Matthew 12:34, Jesus was offspring of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We all know, we've heard that one before. So, faith must be released. So, how do we release faith? Well, by speaking the truth and doing what is right, because it's the right thing to do. End of discussion. Okay, so speaking and doing will release faith. And James 2:14, we've all heard this one. Well, actually 2:14 to 2:17. My brothers, what is the gain if anyone says he has faith but he does not have works? Is the faith able to save him? But if a brother or sister is naked and may be lacking in daily food, and any one of you say to them, go in peace, be warm, be filled, but does not give them the things their body needs, what gain is it? So also faith, if it does not have works, it is dead being by itself. Okay? So, man, you can... I've heard some good sermons on that one. You know what I mean? That is so true. We are to be the light. Where we go, Jesus goes. Where we go, the Holy Spirit goes. So, I can talk for an hour on that one.
Yeah. Now going to be a good time for some prayer requests.
Yep. Okay.